Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The lab director for Colorado's State Health Department has been put on paid leave. As CPR's Ben Marcus reports, it comes in the midst of a long investigation into problems there.
In September, Emily Travanti was put on paid administrative leave, according to a letter obtained by CPR News as part of a records request. The letter from the head of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment cited the loss of federal certifications at the lab. The Environmental Protection Agency began stripping the lab of water testing certifications last year, once it was learned that chemists were manipulating data. EPA also cited turnover in supervisor roles that was not disclosed. CDPHE did not respond to questions or a request for an interview. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
DIA is asking the FAA for a waiver that would allow it to use its own funds to pay air traffic controllers during the government shutdown. Controllers have been working without pay since October 1st. The airport's also opened a pantry to help federal employees with basic needs. The FAA is expected to announce which airports may see reduced flights due to worker shortages today. The Denver Broncos' big plans for Burnham Yard are coming into focus.
The Broncos on Wednesday submitted nearly 100 pages of preliminary plans for their new stadium and mixed-use development in Denver. It came just hours after Denver voters approved more than $100 million in investments in road projects near the site. And the plans show the Broncos were counting on that. Their preliminary layout is heavily reliant on city-funded changes to 8th and 6th Avenues. The Broncos insist the project itself will be privately funded, and there's lots more planning and community engagement to come. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There's an open house to give your feedback on the future of that site at the La Alma Recreation Center November 19th. That's happening from 5 until 7 o'clock. You are listening to CPR News.